The attack on the World Trade Center has left tens of thousands of New Yorkers unemployed. Some worked at the complex itself or in nearby buildings that had to close after the attack. Others worked at companies that have seen their revenue fall in the general economic downturn since then. Yesterday, thousands of people showed up at Madison Square Garden for a jobs fair aimed at finding work for those affected by the disaster. NPR's Jim Zaroli prepared this report.
But most of our positions are temporary, and it sounds like you're really looking for straight perm.
Thank you.
It was nice meeting you.
The jobs fair was sponsored by the city. More than 200 companies were invited, and city officials said more would have come if there had been room. While anyone looking for work could attend, officials asked recruiters to give priority to the many thousands of people who'd been affected by the Trade Center disaster. Deputy Mayor Tony Coles.
The city's Office of Management and Budget has estimated that up to 80,000 jobs will be affected. That doesn't necessarily mean that 80,000 people will lose their job, but there'll be some interruption in up to 80,000 jobs. But what we're doing today is one way of responding to that.
The turnout proved to be enormous, a testament to just how tough the New York City labor market has become. Outside the building, a long line of job seekers snaked around the block, waiting to get inside. Upstairs, a steady stream of people trooped past recruiters filling out applications. At one point, the aisles grew so crowded that officials had to ask people not to linger too long.
We really appreciate it. We want to fit the maximum number of people up here. If people are done and are waiting for people, please wait outside the building.
Among those looking for a job was one man who said he'd worked for a messenger company that served the Trade Center. He was laid off the day after the attack. One young woman who didn't want her name used said she worked at a large investment bank near Ground Zero and is expecting to lose her job.
We're not laid off. We're still getting our salary, but they have to make sure before they let us come back into the building, everything's okay. Eventually, as my management said, that because of the situation that happened, they're going to have to do layoffs.
Many of those who showed up weren't directly affected by the disaster, but they felt its impact nevertheless. Ed Gilbert, who made his way through the crowd in a dark suit passing out resumes, said the job market has become much more competitive since September 11th.
I've been a contractor, in other words, working freelance, for about 18 months. And business was bad before September 11th for me, and got considerably worse at that juncture.
Many of the employers here said they were ready to hire workers, especially in fields such as retail and healthcare. But some others said they were merely collecting resumes to use in the future. Executive recruiter Andy Borg, who manned one of the tables at the fair, said after the Trade Center attack, many employers were biding their time about making new hires.
The sense of urgency in terms of hiring somebody is different. Budgets are different. People are more concerned with the disaster recovery rather than the hiring.
Borg says that can change quickly, but the recent reports of anthrax contamination and the ongoing conflict in the Middle East make economic prospects less certain, and that's likely to make employers even more cautious. Meanwhile, city officials say they plan to sponsor another job fair in a few weeks. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.